Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Okay, Sleepers Podcast. This is the third one we're recording in like a day. We're getting ahead of ourselves before we go to Purdue, Illinois. Trying to give you guys your morning episodes, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are. Cart has a men's league game. You said it was the Bill Walton tip. This is Monday night right now that we're recording this. And how are you feeling? Have you gotten like the pre-workout? What's the pregame routine?
You know, I'm really, really tired. I really don't know what's going to happen in this game. I was post like work, like, you know, like that post work decompress when you just kind of sit on the couch. Mm-hmm. No really plans, no really know what your next step is. I got in the middle of that decompress and I was like, whoa, I could close my eyes right now. That'd be really nice. Mm-hmm. But I was like, nah, baby, the bag's calling me. Gregory's calling me. Also, did you get a haircut and just not let me know you were coming with a cut?
I did not get a haircut. I just am not wearing a hat for the first time in like a two-week setting.
Are you like, do you have product in your hair?
I just showered like an hour ago.
Okay. It looks, the volume of it just looks incredible.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Does it look even more incredible when I tell you that I'm sipping a glass of red wine right now?
I'm disgusted. I'm not drinking wine right now.
Yeah. Enjoy those days where you just get to like sit in a post-work haze and not do anything, because I don't have those days anymore. When you're a parent, those days don't exist. Soak those up for the next couple years as long as you can, my friend. Hey, let's get right into the comments so that you can get to your men's league game. Do you have a YouTube comment of the day?
I do have one on handy, screenshotted, by the way, I might add. Wow, I screenshot a lot of things. Okay, so this is in regards to, is on our preview video, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people saying that Monocles is not the pizza to go to in Champaign, that is actually Old Orchard is the pizza that we should get. So what I'm proposing to you, Gregory, is that tomorrow in Champaign, either on the exit or on the entrance, maybe even on the exit on Wednesday early morning, we might have to get a slice from each establishment and give our official stance on the official Sleepers pizza of Champaign.
Do a good old-fashioned slice-off?
Yeah, just classic slice-on-slice, no gimmicks, no hoorah, classic slice. We'll go cheese in honor of you and your picky eaterness.
Hey,
and we'll just go, what, you like cheese pizza?
I do love cheese pizza, yeah.
Okay, so we're going to get two slices of cheese pizza, one from Monocles and one from Old Orchard, and we're going to settle this like men.
Every road trip I've taken with you for 3 years, you say we're going to get pizza, and we never get pizza, ever. So we'll see. Also, this is Wednesday's episode, so by now we will have either gotten the pizza or not gotten the pizza. But we'll see. We'll report back on Thursday's episode. Should we just get to the show? What else do we have to do here?
I don't even know if we have any comments, to be honest with you.
Yeah, we might have a few comments in the Discord. We should probably go to the Discord first and check out. Yeah, we do have a few comments. Join the Discord. If you'd like to join the Discord, that's the number one way to support us. Huge community in there right now. In fact, Cart, Jew Bowie joined the Discord. I'm so excited. TFan27 is also an Illinois fan. Every single day, it seems like we're getting new faces in the Discord. Join the fastest growing community of college basketball fans in the world a couple weeks before the NCAA tournament. I can promise you it's going to be really fun in there when we get to the games. Okay, let's start with the first comment today. This comes from, where are we? Middle name Mateen. Any thoughts or insider info on Tyler Kolek's phantom injury that is keeping him out for the rest of the season, coincidentally lining up with the rumors of him being academically ineligible? Is it just a cover-up or is it just weird timing?
I can assure you guys that Tyler Kolek's actually hurt. He actually hurt his oblique. He's not Doug McDaniel.
He did. I don't know what the academic rumors are. This is one of the few times I played dumb about rumors. I've heard like jokes made at Tyler Kolek's expense, but it feels like everyone just wants to do the Doug thing with Tyler Kolek, and there's not actually a reason to do that.
Yeah, I think this is also a very good chance and opportunity for me to just make this a very unequivocally clear. It is extremely easy to stay eligible as a student athlete. I just want to throw that out there. It's really easy.
Did you have anybody ineligible on your team in your days at Albion?
Yes. Well, they flirted with it, but I don't think they actually got to that point.
Admissions pulled a few strings.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. That makes me happy. Malik Perry says, we give Izzo some criticism, but letting Booker go one-on-one with Edie is a good thing for his development. He got the best five in the country. Should Holloman start over whoever beep ass plays the one?
Malik is a national treasure. I know we said it every episode, but you're just not getting that type of range from any other Discord member.
Yeah, Fam loved it too. Said, you can't have me audibly laughing in the gym like this. Oh, man, I love you, Malik. Busting Goose Brackets, a.k.a. Tristan Freeman, says, Carter, since you're now the broke partner of the duo, how are you going to generate income to keep up with Greg? Selling slippers could be an option.
Yeah, I'm looking at a couple of different things to pull my weight, no pun intended, since I am the heftier of the sleepers contingent. But I got a couple of different avenues. I think it's going to be a multiple income type situation. But, you know, obviously the Discord will be the first to know of my endeavors.
Yes, of course. Guy, parentheses, Ratchet of Ratchet and Clank, says Carter has basically said, or lack thereof, that he's scared to play me one-on-one. They say he's big cat, but he's scared of a guy who's 4 inches shorter, 100 pounds lighter, and 14 years younger. I haven't played ball since I was 11. He played in college. How is he scared? Big cat, more like big washed, more like little cat, more like little washed. Also, I have no money and am wearing an ankle boot now.
Okay, just to comment on a few things here, and I think this about sums it up. I don't think Guy realizes that when we hoop against each other, and it probably will come, I'm not playing with them. I always say if I wanted to play with kids, I'd have my own because I have that ability. So I'm not going to let him have airspace. I'm not going to let him breathe. If he doesn't go back to his parents complaining about what I did to him on the court, then I didn't do my job, and that's what I plan on doing.
One of my favorite Carterisms, which I don't think you've brought out on the show in quite a while, at least not since we've gotten this audience, is you love to say, quote, I'll fight kids. That's a thing that you have often said to me, is you do fight kids. Now, I've never seen you fight a kid.
Once they can stand on their own.
That's your rule?
Mm-hmm.
So like a 4-year-old toddler can stand on his own. You'd fight him?
If the situation calls for that, will I try to defuse the situation? Yes. If a fight breaks out and it's me versus him, then yeah.
But like a high schooler who's antagonizing you from 27 states away, you would fight him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Dylan Terpstra says, okay, can we go back to Deron Holmes as the best player in the country?
Yeah. I miss much more when Guy's just carrying the A-10 torch, not when he's antagonizing me.
Luke says, since the Discord as a whole has decided Edie is only good because he is tall, an idea spearheaded by Carter, Greg, and the Purdue members, what do Edie's numbers look like if he loses 4 inches and is a puny 7 foot?
I think his numbers are the same.
Maybe slightly less. Like I don't think we can say they're exactly the same, but I think he's a first-team All-American still.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm just pulling hairs here, but the difference between 7 and 7'4", it's like you're over 7 foot.
It's a difference. Damn. Like, people in the league can at least alter your shot if you're 7 foot. It's like the difference between Kofi Coburn physically and, I mean, Kofi wasn't seven, but he was, you know, that's like Kofi was overpowering. People could still alter his shot.
Kofi was 7 feet tall.
Oh, really? He seemed like he was like 6'10".
Yeah, it was because he was so damn stocky.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I don't know. I think he'd still be great. I don't think his numbers would be crazy different, but I do think they would be different. Carter says they'd be the same, which he's a big man. I guess you should take his word for it. Okay, that's all the comments for today. Great job, comment section. We'll be back with a couple days worth of comments on Thursday. So get them all in over the next couple days. I'm sure we'll have a ton after Purdue and Illinois winds down. Hey, this podcast is presented by MyBookie. As the college basketball season comes to an end, it's heating up at MyBookie. Turn your basketball knowledge into skill, into wins at MyBookie, where every single shot, every spin, every bet opens the door to a payday. Whether you're betting on Illinois, Purdue, Michigan, Michigan State, or any team in the country, MyBookie provides a world-class betting experience. You can secure a 50% bonus on your first deposit with promo code SLEEPERS. And experience the thrill all for yourself. Goodness, I am new to this. That's promo code SLEEPERS. Cash out, win, let it ride with Carter and I at MyBookie.
I think you did a great job. Just one little slip up there. But that, I mean, come on now.
I'm gonna get back in the lab. I'm going to watch some film on that. And I can promise you I'll be better in the future. That's all I got. Okay. To the show, I have three topics. Do you want to guess what any of these topics are? I've only told you about one, and knowing you, you'll probably forget about it anyway.
I know the one is our preseason prediction topic. I'm going to guess the other one is the path for Arizona to get to a Final Four, and I'm going to guess that the last topic is future head coach of Michigan.
Ooh, not bad. Well, one of these was actually a pretty good guess. Let's start with our preseason predictions revisited. Okay, we both made 20 preseason predictions. It's now far enough into the season. I think we can grade each of these as a success or a failure. That's the scale. You know I love to come up with creative scales. The scale for this exercise is pass or fail. And if you remember back in the preseason, we assigned a point total to each of these predictions. Do you also have your point totals written down, Cart?
I do, yes.
Okay, so the way we said it works is if you successfully got it correct, you would get the points that the person gave you back when we did this exercise the first time. So that is what is on the line. I just want to go through and grade each other's predictions. And some of these won't be done until the NCAA tournament. Some will, but we'll see who has the most points right now. Nice little check-in. Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
I can go first.
Okay. All right. Let's hear your 20 predictions.
Okay. My first prediction was that Michigan State wins the regular season Big Ten. So that's a zero. All right. So that's a zero. On to number two. Terrence Shannon Jr. is a first team All-American.
Oh, this is divisive.
Yeah. I that was looking really, really good for a while there, but that's gonna end up being a zero.
How many points did I give you for that one?
Eight.
I would have given you 80 points if you guessed that Terrence Shannon would be charged with a violent crime.
Yeah, could not see that one coming. Number three, North Carolina wins the ACC. That's still in play.
That looks likely. Let's give you the points for that. That's a pass.
I got seven points for that.
Nice. Good pick.
Okay. Number four was Creighton wins the Big East and Kolk is Big East Player of the Year. Zero.
It's a fail.
Number five, Kentucky will go further in the NCAA tournament than Tennessee.
Are you feeling good about that one? We can't grade it, but are you feeling good about it?
I'm not feeling the – I mean, I'm feeling pretty – I don't know. It was only 2 points.
It's your cats.
It is my cats. I only got 2 points for that. We'll call that a zero for right now. It might not happen.
Okay. All right. Yeah. 2 points because of Rick Barnes, by the way. You still got a good chance.
Yeah. Six, New Mexico wins the Mountain West. That's a dud.
Yeah. Not great.
Number seven, no ACC Final Four teams.
I think that's likely, right? I think.
I mean, you picked Duke to win it all.
Yeah, but like on paper, none of these are one seeds. There's no like
Yeah.
dominant one.
So can I get points for that?
Well, we can't grade the NCAA tournament one, so let's
All
just,
right.
yeah, we'll put asterisks on those, but give me
Okay.
points for what you got.
All right. I got a really, really rough stretch coming up here, so just tighten your seatbelts, okay?
Sure.
Nigel Pack wins ACC Player of the Year. That's
No. No,
yeah,
that's,
no.
yeah, that's a miss.
Elliot Cadeau will be National Freshman of the Year.
Good God. That,
Yeah.
I blame Riley for that. I blame Bluffs. That's
Yeah,
disgusting.
Bluff's got to me. Number 10. I was close on this, just the wrong freshman. I said that Brock Harding would win Big Ten Freshman of the Year.
I mean, that I wouldn't call that close. He doesn't play and he's horrible.
Owen Freeman might win.
That's not good. You missed it.
Okay. It's still in the rough stretch here, but oh God. Colin Carr ends up averaging more minutes than Malik Hall.
Oh, Cart, this is getting real gross.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
not the okay. Oh, here we go. Villanova finishes outside the top four of the Big East.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's a win. That's a win.
That's a win, right? Okay. Yeah, what did I get for that? 12, 10 points for that. Hell yeah.
10. Wow. Nice.
13. Hunter Dickinson misses a half of basketball due to conduct detrimental to the team.
That did not happen, but I love that one.
That still has hope.
Yeah, the season's not over.
These are not over. We're gonna move on. Okay. 14. Xavier misses the tournament.
Yeah, that's a win.
That's 9 points.
Nice.
Let's see. 15. Coleman Hawkins finishes above Cliff Omorui on all Big Ten teams.
I guess that's a win. I don't think. Yeah, Coleman might make it. Cliff might make it too, though. We don't know. I'll give you the points for that, though.
Okay, that is, let's see, 15.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called Needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota. So little time.
10 points for that. I picked up some good pointers down the stretch here.
Yeah,
All
I
right,
don't like this.
16. Michigan finishes above Indiana. That's a loss. Thanks a lot, Wolverines. Number 17. Kyle Neptune is let go after this season. I feel like Villanova's kind of picked it up lately. They're not going to let him go, are they?
No, they're going to be in the tournament likely.
Okay. All right. Never mind. 18, or sorry, 19. Rodney Terry wins Big 12 Coach of the Year.
These are so fun to go back to.
Yeah, they are. And last but not certainly not least, a player sits out a game due to unpaid NIL payments. That has not happened to my knowledge. So 0 points on that.
That was a fun one, though. Okay.
It was.
So what'd you get total?
Of course, I didn't add this up. Let's get to yours. I'll give you my point total in a second here.
Oh, no. Go ahead and do your math. You only got like three right. It's three numbers.
Okay. Can you write down these numbers for me?
I think it was 10, 10, 7.
I only got three?
I think.
So I got 7 for North Carolina wins the ACC.
Yes.
What about no ACC Final Four teams?
We have to wait and see on those.
Okay, fine. All right, so 7, 12, so 7, 10 for the Villanova, so 17. And then Xavier misses the tournament. I get 9 for that. It's 23.
You said 10 the first time we went through for Xavier. You're making numbers up.
I swear, I got it in the Notepads app. Literally, I had the numbers down right here. Xavier missing the tournament was 9.
Okay, so you got 26. You got 3 correct, but they were all high point predictions, so 26 points.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, all right. Well, I don't know why you're being all sleazy about this. Let's move on. Here's mine. Tell me if this is a win or not. A lot of these we have to wait on. Arizona will win more NCAA tournament games than North Carolina.
We got to wait.
That one feels pretty good, though. Michigan wins the same number of tournament games as Kansas.
That's going to be a 0.
That could work. If Kansas loses first round, that could work. I'm just saying, you picked them in the draft yesterday.
Okay. Put a pin in it.
There's a pin. Creighton wins more NCAA tournament games than Gonzaga.
That's looking pretty good, right?
Feels pretty good. Yeah, we have to wait on all my first five, but that feels pretty good. Providence beats Georgetown every time they play. That was the prediction.
I think that's going to come true.
Seems like it, right? Unless they play in the Big East tournament, and there's a game that's happened already. Okay, so that's 2 points, only 2. The last one, Miami enters the final game of the regular season needing to beat Florida State to win a share of the ACC. That didn't happen. Okay, so I have 2 points thus far.
What prediction is that?
25% in, I have 2 points. Teams I believe in was the next category. Purdue finishes the season as the number one overall seed in the tournament. Got to wait and see, but they just fell to number 3. So could be dicey.
But they're still number one overall, though, right?
It depends. It might be UConn is the number one overall seed right now. That's going to be like 50-50, but that's 7 points if I get it right. Yeah. Here's a good one. St. Mary's wins the WCC by 2 games.
So right now they're winning it. Aren't they winning it by 2 games?
They're 1 game and it's over. So I missed that by a game. If they would have beat Gonzaga the last game, I would have had it. Oh, it was a good prediction. Northwestern back to the NCAA tournament.
I'll give you points for that.
That's 8 points. So I have 10 total right now. New Mexico wins an NCAA tournament game. That's possible.
They got to make it.
They're going to make it. They're in.
I don't think they're in the field right now.
They're in the field. New Mexico?
Yeah, they dropped some bad games.
Yeah, I think they're in the field. We'll see. Notre Dame makes the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, no.
I was a year ahead on that one, but they're playing good right now.
Yeah, they shrews.
Won 5 of their last 6. I feel really good about that. Illinois makes the Sweet 16.
To be determined.
But not bad. Okay, so I have 10 points halfway through. I got to turn this up here. Indiana misses the tournament.
Good call.
9 points. Up to 19.
I gave you 9 for that?
Up to 19. North Carolina misses the tournament, but plays in the NIT. That's a miss.
That's a miss.
I was out on them. UCLA misses the tournament.
They're projected to miss it right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you get points for that.
10 points.
Oh.
Points. I'm at 29. Xavier finishes bottom 3 in the Big East.
They're not bottom 3, are they? No.
They're just ahead of the cutoff. They're like a game and a half up from Butler's. That was close. Okay. I'm still ahead of you. I have 5 left, though. Riley Kugel, SEC Player of the Year. That's a bad one. Judah Mintz, ACC Player of the Year. That's a bad one. I need a number from you on this one, but Antonio Reeves will score 20 or more points per game.
You said that?
Yeah.
I think he's averaging 20, isn't he?
He's at 20.0.
Actually?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I mean, I'm already losing, but I wouldn't mind a stinker or two to make it a little bit closer.
I mean, I feel great on that. What a prediction.
He literally is averaging 20 even.
you only gave me 7 for that, which seems insane. But okay, so I'm up to 36. And then I have 2 more that are NCAA tournament dependent. My final four was Purdue, Creighton, Texas, and a team no one sees coming. That seems unlikely. Yeah. And then my national championship was Purdue versus Creighton. So that could happen. We'll still wait.
Still life.
36 points. I feel good about that. I once again destroyed you in a head-to-head game.
Good on you.
All right. Should we move to topic number 2?
I'm sick. Well, okay. But for our next one, we did a Bleacher stream where we did predictions as well. We need to find those predictions.
Yes. Yes, we can. I didn't save mine, so we can't find those.
Damn it. Okay. Well, no, we're not doing that.
We can go back and watch it. Cut the film.
I love some good film work.
Do you really want to cut the film, though? Like, really?
No.
Aren't these little events like a burn the tape type situation for you usually?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a forward thinker, forward looker. I don't even listen to any of our podcast episodes.
You always turn them on when I'm in the car with you. Always.
Do I?
Yeah. And you claim you never listen to it, but you always.
When was the last time we were in a car together?
Has it really been last year? The Final Four?
Oh, Champions Classic.
Yeah, Champions Classic. And you did. You put our pot on.
Did I?
Yeah. Let's move on. you kind of predicted this one. There's a bunch of smoke that John Beilein is interested in coaching again. I have no idea how much of this is true or not. I think a lot of it is smoke and just message board bullshit, to be honest with you. But it's message board bullshit that I love. John Beilein is a Big Ten analyst these days with Big Ten Network. He's been honestly doing a pretty good job. They have a great team over there. And there was a clip that went sort of semi-viral after the Ohio State-Michigan game. They played a clip from Jake Diebler basically calling Michigan that team up north, asked Beilein for comment, and Beilein looked very furious and basically said, I have no comment on the state of Michigan, no comment at all. A lot of people took that to mean he's pissed off about Juwan Howard. Maybe he's angry, maybe even extrapolated far enough to think he might want to go fix things. That seems like wish casting to me. I watched the clip. Beilein very clearly to me was just like not going to comment on an Ohio State coach taking a shot at Michigan. It wasn't anything about Juwan and Michigan. It was about like an Ohio State coach taking a shot at Michigan, and Beilein wasn't going to comment on it. Now, a couple days later, depending on who you ask, there are people saying that John Beilein is expressing interest to schools that he would be open to going back to coaching. The schools that I've heard have not been Michigan. They've been other schools. The reason that supposedly he has not been interested in Michigan, again, a lot of this is just message board shit, truly. The rumor is that he has no relationship with Ward Manuel, the athletic director, that since he left for Cleveland, Ward Manuel has not even spoken to John Beilein. That's what is being said. So a lot of different elements of this. I want to start with this. Do you think John Beilein wants to coach college basketball again?
Yes.
You really do?
Yeah, I do.
I don't know that I believe that.
But I also want to get this stance out there right now. This could come back to bite me, but I truly feel wholeheartedly like I stand behind this. And if I'm wrong, I'll tell you I'm wrong. But I feel extremely confident in saying this. If John Beilein comes back to coach any college basketball team, it will be a disaster.
Oh, please elaborate.
I think that John Beilein is a great head coach. Do not get me wrong. Like, I think I need a coach that can coach hoop. I think that John Beilein is in the category of a guy who can coach hoop. I just think there is so much else going on outside of just coaching hoop that you have to do. That's part of the job that I don't have faith in him doing. Like, I don't have faith in him, like, working NIL stuff. I don't have faith in him, like, getting recruits and things like that. I don't have faith in him doing anything of like the new age of college basketball, especially for a guy who has been out of college basketball for so long. Like, when did he coach his last game? 2000.
Long time ago now.
Yeah, like that's such a long time. And like, I guess that you could look at like what has happened with like Patino, and Patino was able to get guys, but like Patino and Beeline are just two different types of guys though. Like Patino is more of like mobster, slick back boss, like can get guys by being Rick Pitino. I don't think Beeline's name holds that much weight, to be honest with you. Like, I think he's a good basketball coach, but I just don't see him. And maybe I don't mean like his name doesn't hold weight. Obviously it does, like because of what he's done at Michigan, but I don't have faith in older coaches to play this new game and play this new college basketball and NIL game, especially when you haven't been a part of it for such a long time.
I love this take from you. I love it. I didn't see it coming, but I love it. I think you're mostly right. The only thing is I don't think John Beeline, other than maybe the first year, depending on what program and what roster he's taking over, I don't think Beeline would ever have a season like this disastrously bad as Juwan Howard is. Like, you give John Beeline a bunch of like two-star walk-ons, you'll at least find a competent basketball team that like tries. Like, you will see that. You won't see like embarrassing effort and academic shit. Like, it'll just be a good, well-run program, even if it's low on talent. Some programs could desperately use that right now. A lot could. But I think you're right. I don't think there's like national championships waiting to happen because you get a guy who hasn't navigated the portal era. Do you think it's just like uncomfortability with it and like it's a different game than when he left? Or do you think it would be like unwillingness? Cause like part the Michigan State stuff for me is like Izzo isn't incompetent. He's just stubborn and wants to do it his own way and not do it the new way. I don't think Beeline's wired that way.
No, I think Beeline's would be more uncomfortability. Just like it wouldn't be the non-willingness to do it. I would just be like, I just don't think his willingness to do it would produce good results.
Like, he picks up a phone and calls a transfer in the portal. Nobody's getting excited to talk to John Beeline these days.
Not over other people.
I don't know that you're right on that. Like,
I mean, maybe they're getting excited to talk to John Beeline, but then it's like there's other parts of that, other factors of that I think come into this. Also, you just set this one up for me. John Beeline would also call the wrong thing. Like, I think he'd call a landline instead of someone's cell phone.
Here's the flip on it. People at big programs only look at the portal as like, can you get the most elite guys? I actually think there's a totally different way Beeline would crush in the portal. He has a whole new player set to go scout and identify misused guys, under-evaluated guys. Like, that was his whole thing, right? It was like, he wasn't bringing in top 10 recruits his 10 years at Michigan. He would bring in like one every couple of years, but the majority of his teams were built on guys he plucked out of nowhere. I still remember I was in a Wendy's. I was going to the Final Four to watch Michigan State. Denzel Valentine's here. I was in a Wendy's when I got a Twitter alert that Mo Wagner committed. Who the hell's Mo Wagner? Like, kid from Germany, scrawny, 6'10". Let me watch some tape. Oh, he looks like a bum. Wonder what Beeline will do to him. Like, that's his whole MO was that. Caris LeVert, two-star, plucked. Pickerington, Ohio, pro in 3 years. Like,
yeah. Also, Beeline's teams wouldn't work in today's day and age.
Why?
Because I think that right when he got those two-star kids, they would leave and go to bigger programs after Michigan.
Bigger? I think that's disrespectful to Michigan. I mean, like, when Michigan is functioning, it's not like a mid-major. Like,
yeah, but
they were in the title game like 6 years ago.
Yeah, but I mean, but they don't have as much money as other people.
It's true in the Juwan Howard era. There would have been money available for John Beeline had he not left at the beginning of when he left.
Because like, he can actually churn up money.
I mean, there's no lack of donor money at Michigan. It's is it going to the basketball program or not? It hasn't been going to the basketball program. Depending on who you ask, there's a lot of reasons why. Juwan Howard not being willing and having zero relationship with the donors is a big part of it. And look, Beeline's not a huge schmoozer. I'm not saying he would do that, but like, Would Beilein show up at a golf outing and have rich alums be willing to pump money to a guy who took the program to the Final Four twice? Probably. Yeah, he would do the bare minimum. He would do more than the bare minimum. So I don't know. I'm not here. Obviously, I love John Beilein, and I would be ecstatic even if he came back for a year just for good vibes purely. I don't think that's going to happen for a variety of reasons. I don't know that I believe he's this seriously interested. His name is floating out there for a couple reasons. The schools that it's floating out there with, I'm not going to name them because I don't think I'm supposed to based on who told me. The schools that are floating John Beilein's name are insane. Like horrific fits. Like horrific fits.
How dare you not text me any of these options?
I'll text you. It was like, it's so comical. I couldn't even, like, I'll just let your imagination run wild. Think of the worst possible culture fit for John Beilein. That's there's a couple of them, but that's where his name's being floated right now. We'll see. Does John Beilein's like is he healthy? That's all I care about. Like, is he taking anger management and is he healthy? Then yes. If he checks those boxes, you can come coach at Michigan right now. I'd be ecstatic with that. Yeah. Also, part of this is supposedly he might want to help rehabilitate his son's image. Have you heard that?
Yeah, like after his son's incident at his last.
Yeah, his son had some infidelity turned ugly and kind of fell out. He was at once a promising up and coming coach, and then he is not anymore. I think we looked it up. He's coaching high school or something right now.
Yeah. How old is John Beilein? Is he 70s?
I refuse to look it up because I don't want things to get old that I love.
Okay. I respect that take. Yeah. But the only reason I wonder that is because, like, it seems that coaches, once they get out of coaching, they kind of have like a glow up, like the stress is lifted off of them. They started to maybe look a little more fresh and younger.
Mm-hmm.
Beilein doesn't look as fresh as I thought he would look.
That's just mean.
I'm not trying to be mean, but like, it's more like a worrisome thing. Like the stressing of coaching is so massive that it's just like, do you want to throw a legend on your school back in, like, to fix something just because he's willing to? Or do you want to kind of be kind to him and be like, John, like, this is a whole thing. We respect what you've done and would actually love to have you back coaching. But because we care about you and your health and everything going on, you know, let's make sure that comes first, not trying to fix this program.
Yeah, that's not the dynamic here regardless, because supposedly Ward doesn't even talk to John Beilein. So there is no conversation happening from anyone.
Who would Ward talk to?
Nobody. He's the worst.
Okay, all right.
Them winning a college football championship under Ward Manuel's tutelage is going to go down as an all-time what the hell. And we know how they got the championship, but like, just insane. I feel like I had one other thing. Oh, just to summarize this. If this is serious, if John Beilein is seriously interested and Michigan won't contact him, all time, I hate this program. All time. You have to try.
So you want him?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
You hesitated.
Well, I don't know who our options are. I don't know. I can't seriously consider any of this until Juwan's fired. Like, if Juwan's fired and somebody gives me a big board of actual Michigan targets, and then you ask me, do I want Beilein or these guys? I'll answer that. I don't know who they are.
Okay. Well, just fun hypotheticals. Beilein or Dusty May?
Beilein. I don't think Dusty May is anything.
Beilein or Sean Miller?
I don't think Michigan will ever hire Sean Miller, but if that was an option, Sean Miller.
Beilein or Drew Valentine?
Drew Valentine.
I'm trying to think of some other fun. Beilein or Otts?
Otts. Like that. I'm not saying this guy's the top of my wish list. Right now, all my head sees is Juwan Howard angry, slapping people, yelling at Sanderson, and John Beilein sitting at a podium disgusted. That's all I see. I'd rather have the disgusted guy. I'd rather have him.
Beilein or Tyler Ulis?
As a head coach at Michigan?
Yeah.
John Beilein. Love okay. Tyler Ulis, though. That's a great segue because that's a player that I love from a couple years ago. Our final topic is something I didn't tell you to prepare for at all, so I can do mine first while you go. when we did our draft with DK earlier this week of draft 8 players from the Big Ten currently that could win a national title, it got my wheels spinning. I want to draft 8 players from the Big Ten since the year 2000 and try and build the best team, like not even like to do anything specific, not to win a title, not to go to a Final Four, but just if you were a head coach and you were building a program, what style would it be and what 8 players would you want? Actually, excuse me, 9 players, because I couldn't make a cutoff. I wanted 8, but I couldn't cut. I have 9 total. So do you follow the exercise or did I tee that up horribly?
No, I think so. I think I got it.
9 players from the Big Ten since 2000, and then I want you to explain why you picked them and basically the style of play you're going to play. Like, if I'm building a program, what's my program look like? Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first? Because I have mine ready. I prepared mine.
I'd like you to go first.
Okay, so I'm going to say flat out right now, this is not an objective ranking of the 9 best players in the Big Ten since 2000. It's not. This is if I was building a team I was going to coach, what would I want it to look like and why? I'm telling you right now, there's only one true center on this roster, and he's coming off the bench. I am not a traditional big man roster team. My bigs will not be plotting. I'm telling you right now, I would not even recruit Zach Edey in my program. That okay. I respect Zach Edey and all that he's done for the sport. There will not be a plotting low post big. We are an up-tempo team. We have a point guard who will beat you down the floor every time. We have athletes 3-and-D on the wings, 2-3-4. We go small before we go big. We have a playmaker at the 5 who can pass the ball, but can also guard 5s. Don't worry, he's got some shit to him. And then we got shooters off the bench and one very versatile big man. Have I set the table well enough for you?
Please do it.
Here's my starting lineup. My point guard is D. Brown.
Okay, like the pick.
Fastest point guard I've seen in my time in the Big Ten. The leader of the best team I've seen in the Big Ten since I've been alive. With all due respect to guys like Trey Burke and Cassius Winston and many other great point guards, D. Brown is my point guard of my team.
I am truly surprised you passed up on Trey Burke.
We're going to get out and run, baby. We're going to get out and run. Yeah. I also have a little gimmick that's going to go along with why I did this. We're going to get out and run with D. Brown. My shooting guard is Shannon Brown. I got a Brown backcourt, and they both got headbands and cornrows, Cart. Like, it's incredible.
It's definitely a great backcourt.
Shannon Brown was one of my favorite players ever through my childhood. If you are unfamiliar with Shannon Brown, go watch the highlights. Los Angeles Laker, dunking extraordinaire. He played a couple years at Michigan State, I believe. Actually, it was only 1 year at Michigan State? I think it was 2 years at Michigan.
About two.
Yeah. Just a high flyer. I was a Michigan basketball fan growing up, but I would literally beg my parents to take me to go watch Shannon Brown. So I got, again, we're running. We are running. We are busting ass. D. Brown at point, Shannon on one wing, Shannon on the other wing. Terrence Shannon is my starting 3. I have Brown, Shannon, Brown, Shannon. Brown, Shannon, Brown, Shannon. Repeat that, Cart. Brown, Shannon, Brown, Shannon. That's
who's
my
the, who's
1, 2, 3.
Who's the 4? How does his name tie in?
That's my top 3, man. But also, are you telling me there's a better transition team in college basketball history?
Oh, that team is fun. That team
is
fun.
D. Brown, Shannon Brown, and Terrence Shannon on the wings?
That team is fun.
My 4 is Keegan Murray.
Good 4.
My 4 is Keegan Murray. He's going to shoot the piss out of this and give spacing for my athletes. I think Keegan Murray can guard better than people give him credit for. He can potentially even slide down and guard bigs if needed. He's big enough. I watched him in the Big Ten tournament, Card. I told you, this man looked like Carmelo Anthony Light to me. And he's having a great NBA career, by the way. One of my best predictions that dude would be a dude in the league. Any guesses on who my center is based on everything I've told you?
So it's got to be high flying, running.
Not necessarily high flying.
But he's got to be able to get up and down the court.
I need a little toughness. I need a little defense. I need a little leadership. I need a lot of versatility. I need a little shooting, too. Draymond Green.
Draymond. Okay.
Center. Draymond Green is my center. So my starting 5, Brown, Shannon, Brown, Shannon. D. Brown, Shannon, Brown, Terrence Shannon. Keegan Murray, Draymond Green. That's my starting five. I think we can make a Final Four run. I have four players off the bench. You will notice I don't have a Michigan Wolverine on this team yet. I don't have a Purdue Boilermaker on this team yet. I got to fix that quickly. I'm fixing it quickly. Nick Stauskas is my sixth man. Now, not the athlete I need, but if we're struggling to score for whatever reason, if the transition just isn't working, Stauskas fixes that instantly. He's right into the game. I can slide dudes down if needed. Keegan Murray could play the five. We could go super small with Shannon at the four. If we need to go big, we could take D out and Stauskas could run point. It works. My backup point guard is Carson Edwards. Have to, out of respect, yeah. With the wrist tape, fearless. The only big on this roster, the only legitimate big. I need a big that can run, right?
Yeah.
Need a big that can pass a little bit. Need a big that can do some things. I know there's been a lot of better centers than this big, but I need the center that fits my team. And that's March 2012, Mitch McGarry.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, Mitch McGarry. Again, we're going to kill you in transition, my dog, is what we're going to do. And then my last man, which is disrespectful to call him my last man, he was originally my starting shooting guard before I realized I could do the Brown, Shannon.
I know who this is.
It's Victor Oladipo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I figured that.
Yeah. So that's my team. Those are my nine. You'll notice no Trey Burke. You'll notice no Zach Edey. I thought about Trace Jackson Davis, actually, at one point. No Wisconsin players for me. No D'Angelo Russell hurt. That's my team. Your thoughts on my team?
I like the team a lot. I think Oladipo not starting over Shannon is a choice.
Brown, Shannon.
Okay, I respect that.
Headbands.
Okay, but also the number thing would really – you didn't do any type of numbering with your team, which I know you love.
It's Brown, Shannon. Like, I can't – how many more ways do I have to say that?
My apologies. All right. So, once again, my team – I'm not going against your team. This is my team, and I think I want to win it all. And I want to like my team. If I win it all and I hate my team, not worth it to me.
Before you go, can I just say this league has had some killers. Trey Burke, Cassius Winston, I just, like, said no to. Denzel Valentine, I said no to. Luka Garza, Edey, Cody Zeller, D'Angelo Russell, Jared Sullinger, Greg Oden, like – good Lord, there's been talent in this league. All those dudes are better than the best player on the team I just picked. That's insane. What's your team?
Yeah, there has been. Okay.
Frank Kaminsky. Sorry.
I love Nigel Hayes. If I did a love team, Nigel Hayes would be in my starting five, but it's not a love team. At the one, I'm going to have Cassius. I don't care. That's my point guard.
Defensive liability.
I do not care. That is my point guard.
Yeah, sure. All right.
At the two. At the two, I'm going to go Oladipo. At the three, sneaky pick here, but I like it. At the three, I'm going to go Evan Turner.
Whoa. You like Evan Turner?
I do like Evan Turner.
Oh, my God. You're a Buckeye.
Evan Turner was, like, first-team All-American.
Nobody likes Evan. Even Mark Titus doesn't like Evan Turner.
I like Evan Turner.
You're a Buckeye. All right, continue.
You don't like Evan Turner?
Oh, that guy's the worst. All due respect. Sorry, Evan Turner, if you see this.
So he hits one half-court shot against you guys and you hate him?
Yeah, he hurt my guy Stu, man. And he, by default, hurt me badly.
Sorry about that. Okay, I'll go Turner at the three. I'm going Draymond at the four. And I'm going Jaren at the five.
Let me hear your bench, but three Spartans in the top five is incredible.
You like that?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
All right, four bench guys. I'm going Carson Edwards. I'm going – see, so I need a defensive stopper. I don't really have one. Oladipo's good defensively. So is Turner and Draymond. Jaren, they can cover up for Cash, so that's good. I got a microwave scorer and Carson Edwards coming off the bench. I need some snipers. Greg, who's the best shooting Big Ten wing of all time in the last decade? or 20 years.
My genuine opinion, you're fishing for a different name. My genuine opinion is it's Nick Stauskas.
Yeah, I was thinking that's who it was. Stauskas was in contention to actually start for my team, by the way. Really? I love Stauskas. Like, can you imagine the Cash Stauskas backcourt?
I mean, it just would be the best offensive duo you could possibly find. Yeah. Stauskas was crazy. I mean, that, like, because also it's shooting, but it's shooting plus shit to him.
Yeah.
That was the Stauskas thing.
Yeah. Like, I got some pretty good shit talkers. I got Draymond. That's good enough shit.
Zell's up there for best shooter, too.
Yeah, he will. Okay. So I'm going to go Carson Edwards, Stauskas.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is
John Diebler.
No, not Diebler. I can't put any more sparks.
Ryan Klein.
Sasha Stefanovic. And on the last two on my bench, it's not going to be Dane. But I am going to get one of my favorites. I'm going to put Travion Williams on my bench.
Did you pick Stauskas?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I have on my bench Edwards, Stauskas, Travion Williams, and then my last player.
Travion's such a bad pick.
No, I know it is. I don't care. That's my guy. And then my last pick, I'm going to have D'Angelo Russell as my last
pick. I was going to be super upset if you didn't pick D'Lo. One of us had to get D'Lo. That's a good pick.
I'm still surprised. I know. I get it. Brown, Shannon, Brown. But, like, your point guard status, like, I know you love D. Brown, but, man, like, I've never met a bigger Trey Burke fan. I've never met a bigger D'Angelo Russell guy. Like,
well, here, my thing is this. Burke, if we were actually just, like, talking best, I think Burke's the best point guard I've seen in my life. That's not bias. I think Burke, sophomore year, was a more complete player because he was really good defensively. He was the clutch gene, and he was the best offensive player in the country that year. Cassius was as good as Burke offensively, better shooter, but complete liability defensively. You had to cover up for him. Carson Edwards was electric, not as good of a defender as Trey, and honestly could sometimes shoot his team out of games. Trey never did that. But I think, like, D would be right, like, 1B to Trey's 1A for me, because he was the face of the best Illinois team, the best team the Big Ten's ever seen since I've been alive. So
I should pick Darren Williams on my team.
Yeah, I wouldn't have hated that. I didn't want to go over Michigan with Trey. And I love D. Brown, Shannon. Come on. Fun exercise. I think my team cooks yours, for the record.
I love your team, for what it's worth.
Thank you. I like yours, too. There is another world. If I had to do another, my backcourt would be Boo Booey, Taylor Battle, And my front court would be Chris and Keegan Murray.
And Seth Lundy at the five?
Oh, my God. That'd be good. But, like, the brothers, man. A lot of brothers.
My second backup option would have just been my five guys just are all just versatility guys. So, like, Turner, Zell, Draymond, point guard. Like, I don't even know. Who cares? I don't know. Man. I can't even remember.
Here's my eight. Taylor Battle, Boo Booey, backcourt, brothers. Keegan Murray, Chris Murray, frontcourt, brothers. Mo Wagner, Franz Wagner, fifth and sixth man. Fletcher Lawyer, Foster Lawyer, seventh, eighth man.
Well, no, wait, what about Christie Brothers?
No.
No?
No. We get it out the mud. That's who we are.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. One big thing presented by Big B. You have to go to your men's league game. What's your one big thing?
My one big thing is that I want to shout out home field, not just because they are one of our in a partnership program with us, but they dropped some fire like Indiana State and Michigan State, like I think their warm up gear, and they had Robbie Avila do the Indiana State gear. It was just a fire shoot. I love Robbie Avila. I love the goggles. I love everything about Robbie Avila and just the logo. I need everyone to just go to Homefield's Twitter and go look at the logo on the Michigan State one. That logo needs to be used in other places somehow. Like there needs to be a jersey with that logo or something because it is incredible.
Yeah. Shout out Homefield. I'm wearing a Homefield shirt right here. Go Drake. Go Drizzy.
What's Drake's mascot?
The Bulldogs.
There you go.
The Bullwolves. Yeah. Tucker DeVries, shout out you. Although nepotism, don't shout out you. Yeah, there's a home field code in links to a lot of the videos on the channel right now. Use code SLEEPERS. I forget exactly what percent off you get. I think 15% maybe for first-time users. Yeah, go check it out. We love home field apparel. My one big thing is I'm really excited to go to Champaign with you. I'm itching. I can't wait. It's been long overdue. We get to watch the two best teams in the sport, in the Big Ten, in our world, up close and personal. Terrence Shannon, Zach Edey, and you're listening to this 24 hours after it happened, so I hope it's not a blowout because I'm hyping this up like it's the game of the century, and we will have multiple beverages in us by the time the game tips. Cart, I need 30, 20, and 10 from you in men's league. Send the footage to the Twitter. We'll see y'all Thursday.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.